Hey, this is Susie Larson. If you don't have time to listen to the full podcast, here's a highlight from today's show.
I've said this on the show before, too, and I'm sure it's the same with your life, that if someone was to see you in a certain chapter of your life and make a determination about you when, almost like they have a snapshot of you when, and they keep it in their pocket and they don't let you off the hook. And here God has this up-to-date perspective of you. We can so easily let other people's opinions diminish our destiny. You know what I'm saying? And I think about that with like the disciples, where once they were bold and God used them in powerful ways, you know, there were people from their hometown going, hey, wait a minute, I knew you when.
I know you.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So how have you walked that out? I'm sure you've kept your face in God's hands. But when you think about that, as you continue to trust God to do his work in and through you.
Well, one of the things I say early on and repeat it again and again in the book is that God delights. And I really love using the word he delights. It's not a pain. We're not a pain to him. He doesn't think, man, I'm so tired of you. He delights in recrafting our sorrows and our failures and our missteps and our idiocy into a trophy of his grace. And so though I walk through again the book, you know, story after story, both biblically and my personal stories and other people's stories, I love making God the hero, that he's the one who comes in the midst of it and says, wow, watch what I can do. Watch what I can do here. So I know, you know, when I first got the draft done and I sent it to people like my mom, for example, I know that she was a little concerned that, boy, are people going to think less of you? Are you going to be respected as a pastor? Did you have to put that story in the book? And I said to my mom, and I said to other people who said the same thing, you know, God's the hero in this. You know, that's what I'm all about.
That's right.
It's not about me looking good at all. And I found, and I've gotten literally hundreds and hundreds of emails from people all over the world. People say, man, I so appreciate how real you are and how you point to grace. You point to God. You point to his goodness. And that gives them hope. Back to the hope thing again.
You know, I am convinced that the reason that the woman at the well, the Samaritan woman, I'm convinced the reason most of her community was saved was because she was someone who was willing to be known as someone who needed to be saved. And it is amazing how we get saved by grace, but then we really oftentimes prop ourselves up with a lot of our efforts and get some pride in that. And that, so to me, diminishes the grace of God for other people, because suddenly they're set in a position to have to be jealous of you rather than rejoice in the Lord. And so I think there is something so powerful about getting over ourselves and going, you know what, there's enough sin in me to single-handedly send the Lord to the cross. And so I'm going to live as a trophy of his grace. Big difference, isn't there?
Oh, man, that's powerful. Yeah. I know, you know, I talked with a lady not too long ago at a church I spoke at, and she came up to me holding my book to her chest, and she said, I had picked up your book before I even knew you were coming to speak at our church. She said, I read it, and I kept thinking about my son. She had a 26, 27-year-old son who's a heroin addict, and once upon a time walked with Jesus. She said, I had given up on him, and she's starting to cry, and I'm crying. I'm getting choked up thinking about it. She said, I had given up hope in my son until I read this and realized God never gives up on
me.
Never gives up on us. And so, you know, that's why I'm not the least bit hesitant to tell people about all the stupid things I did. Because, again, it's not about me. It's all about him and how good he is.